Well, welcome to session two. This is going to be a rather surprising topic to talk about. It's going to be about those worlds which seem to be beyond our comprehension, written about in the Bible, written about, even described in all of the ancient teachings, heaven and hell. What in all heaven's name is heaven? And what the hell are we talking about when we talk about hell? What can these things mean? Not only that, are we going to be talking about heaven and hell, but we're going to be talking a little bit about quantum heaven and quantum hell and what it is that I see quantum physics saying about these two topics. Not only that, but we're going to be talking about you. This is you, the creator of reality. You're the real creator. So we're going to talk about how you create heaven and hell. Whoa, wait a minute. I'm not the creator. God, the devil, I mean, those are the real creators. I'm just a victim here. Poor little me. I didn't do anything. I didn't deserve it. We're going to talk about that. Why good things sometimes happen to bad people and why bad things happen to good people. And what that is all about. Okay, I've given you a hint already. In session one, we talked about your spiritual elephant, who that big old gray elephant is that's in your room that you think is invisible. You see him, but you don't really want to see him. It's that elephant that's always present, but it occupies really all your spiritual space. You just want him to go away. We talked about, you know, how you act out the part by becoming the part. You know, we use the analogy of Dustin Hoffman in the movie Midnight Cowboy and how he was amazed at the action or the acting of Laurence Olivier when he played the evil Nazi dentist in the Marathon Man movie. We talked a little bit about that. So we got a little hint here. There may be something else going on inside of you which is not quite what you think it is, and it maybe has a influence on how your reality is created. We also mentioned a little bit about the principle of complementarity. All this is going to come into being here as we begin to look at how all this stuff affects you and how you affect it and how you affect other people. So there's going to be looking at the benefits and the hindrances that come from either benefits coming from understanding this stuff and the hindrances that come from, I don't want to learn that stuff. You're going to see why your heaven and hell gets created. Okay, so why do things go wrong? And why do things sometimes go right? I mean, I didn't seem to, suddenly, whammo, I got a big raise. I didn't do anything. Why, you know? Or what can I do to really change my reality so that I get more heaven and less hell? Okay, so let's talk a little bit about that.